Thank you. Yes, and the item that we're going to be covering tonight is an item dealing with a resolution in response to franchise ordinance that has been proposed by Lake Town Township. That is the one item that we have on the agenda. I think to get started, if you're ready to go into that item, we will have the city attorney delineate some of the elements of the resolution that we have prepared in response to the franchise that was passed by Lake Town Township. But before we get into that, I understand you do want to have a potentially communications from the audience first.
Yes, I want to make sure that we do provide the opportunity for people from the audience to address the board. So at this point, we are going to open up communications from the audience. In addressing the board, if you'd please state your name and your address, and please remember there is a limitation of 5 minutes. So we are open for communications from the audience at this point. Would anybody like to address the board? Yes, we do. Here we go. Good evening.
I'm Karen Van Ess. I am representing my disabled brother who lives in Lake Town Township, 4714 60th Street. After spending several hours on the phone with the Lake Town residents, I am certain and completely convinced that all of the 630 residents in this affected franchise area do not want to lose the reliable Board of Public Works electrical service as well as their affordable rates. Therefore, we are requesting from the Board of Public Works Board of Directors to consider and allowing these residents additional time to review and obtain more options of what is actually available to them. Reasons being that there has been a lack of cooperation, lack of communication, lack of sincerity, and simply residents not being properly informed and advised of correct dates of the meetings held at the Lake Town Township Hall. Also, knowing that these Lake Town residents were not aware for the past years of how the franchise actually works and affects them in such a direct and positive way, not only for the current generation, but for future generations to come. Our question is, why should 630 residents suffer the consequences due to the unwillingness to cooperate from the Lake Town Township Board of Directors? We are asking to please consider giving these special residents in all the condo associations additional time to pursue another avenue and or option to keep the Board of Public Works in this area. And we thank you very much and appreciate your consideration.
We thank you for coming this evening. Would anybody else like to address the board? Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Miquel Aguilera, and this is my wife, Annabelle Aguilera. We live right here in Fairbanks, 140 Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
We're here because we want to know why didn't we get an opportunity to speak up on our behalf to what was going to happen to our residents, and as well, we weren't informed as well, nothing at all to... But a letter at our door saying that we were going to pretty much get so much over the value of our house and stuff like that. Now, we've been there 7 years. A lot of hard work has gone into that house and a lot of sweat. Mm-hmm. We're just regular people, The house pretty much got almost condemned once, and we have lots of memories there, and our children, well, our lives is here in Holland, you know, and we're pretty much being pushed away, and it's very hard to restart. So, you know, it's heartbreaking to find out just like that, you know, you just got to move out, or pretty much, you know, here's this for you, and, you know, pretty much, we don't even know how much is this for you, but we want to know if it's going to be, you know, are we going to get very, we're going to end up having at the end in order to help ourselves as well, because, you know, today is very hard to find a job as well, you know, here around here, and to relocate is very hard as well. So, what is the...
Right now, we just don't know what's going on, really, that's the bottom line. We don't know where to start, you know. And relocating right now, and then the kids, you know, school starting. And we're just... Don't know where to begin, I guess.
Oh, I understand your concerns. There is a process, and if you have not been contacted by BPW as of you speaking this evening, we will make sure that the proper people do contact you to let you understand what the process is and also the timing, so that we make sure that you are well informed as far as what BPW is doing. Relative to the area on Fairbanks. So have you been in contact, or has somebody from BPW or somebody...
Coldwell Banker
had been in contact with you?
Well, they came to appraise our house, and that's as far as... That's all we've known.
Yeah.
And it's already been since Thursday or Friday, not sure, last week.
Okay. So, well, we do have staff members here. Mr. Nally in the back. Dan, could you raise your hand, please? If you could see him before you leave so that we make sure we have your name and address, because we do want to make sure you're very clear as far as they have a good understanding of the process and also of the timing, and making sure that you understand your rights also as homeowners there. So we understand your concern, and we want to be as fair and as straightforward as we can be and informative. So you can understand what's coming up, and we thank you. Does anybody else wish to address the board at this time?
Hi, my name is Ron Davis. Mm-hmm. I live at 350 East 6th Street, same neighborhood as these people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't own the house.
Mm-hmm.
We rent. And we want to know what's going to be done with the renters in the neighborhood. Because I know there's a few, like four or five of us, that's renting the house.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody said anything. I mean, I've talked to most of the neighborhood, and most of the neighborhood don't even know what's going on.
Okay.
One minute, I had a heart attack 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I get out of the hospital, and my landlord, Angel Rios, which owns Angel Automotive, which is right next to us, he's going through the same thing. We don't know what's going on, and we feel like you guys bombarded us with a lot of stuff, I mean, all at once.
Okay. The same comment I would have, again, Mr. Nally in the blue shirt in the back. Before you leave this evening, if you could make sure you give him your name, address, and contact information, and we will make sure that you are also informed. And based on what we've heard from both of you, we will try and also step up our process in making sure that we are being as informative as possible to all of the people that are affected, both residential and commercial enterprises that are there. So we thank you for letting us know. Thank you.
If I can add on maybe a couple comments there,
sure.
Just to, again, talk about process here a little bit. You know, when the decision was made on the location for the power plant, and, you know, that's been a couple of weeks now that that's happened. Immediately the next day, letters were hand-delivered to all of the property owners in the affected area, okay? And that those letters established that there was going to be a relationship. The board and city have hired Coldwell Banker to, as you know, professionals in this area of not only dealing with the acquiring of property, but also working with the residents in terms of providing a package for relocation assistance and in helping them find alternative places to live, that those letters went out immediately the next day to establish that relationship. Since that time, Coldwell Banker has been following up with each of the property owners, either getting together with them face-to-face or through verbal communications at this time, phone communications, to establish the process. As Chairman Hemingway has talked about, there is a process here where we have hired Vinord Associates to do property appraisals. And then as a result of that property appraisal, we will be developing packages for consideration for the property owners. And it's an obligation that we have as well to pay more than fair market value. When we look at the appraisals that come in, the process will be to develop packages that, you know, are 125% of fair market value. So, we are working through that. We hope to have those appraisals understood here soon so that we can get those packages to property owners for their consideration as soon as possible. The other thing I would mention is that there will be relocation assistance. The other thing that I would mention is that time frame wise, and we have a lot of information on our website to deal with schedule, but this was also conveyed from Coldwell Banker, is that, you know, ultimately we're looking at having properties acquired and vacant sometime late in the spring of 2014. So, you know, we're several months out yet from that process. We understand it's a disruption, it's an impact, and it's very, we want to be sensitive and, work with and communicate with all the landowners and property owners in that area and people that are impacted by this decision. And, you know, we're committed to doing that, and that's why we tried to get, those communications going out immediately and with continued follow-up. So we will continue to do that, but I agree that, whether it's me or Dan Nally in the room here can follow up with more questions that you have.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you. Does anybody else wish to address the board at this time? If not, I'll close the public comment section, and I'll turn it back over to Mr. Koster, who will probably turn it over to Mr. Mulder.
Yeah, I'm going to start off kind of introducing a little bit of history here on this topic. Again, this dates back quite some time now that we've been discussing renewal of franchises. Just to remind the board and those in the audience what a franchise does. A franchise is necessary for us to be able to conduct electric conduct a retail business in electric utility in the township areas. Okay, we serve in the townships of Park, Holland, Lake Town, and Fillmore, and enabling that are franchises. Those franchises also are intended to give the township control of the right-of-way and the use of the right-of-way, which the BPW does use for, you know, extending services to customers in those township areas. Just this last November, we were reaching the end of a 30-year period of time for the previous franchises that were expiring at that time. They were put in place in 1982. They were 30-year franchises that were first made revocable by the boards that adopted them in the various townships. And then by being placed in front of the voters of those townships, they all became irrevocable. Those voters in those townships realized the value of having that utility there and committed for a long period of time. And we certainly, as a utility, appreciated that commitment from those customers as well, as we were making substantial investments in generation, transmission, and distribution infrastructure to serve those customers in those townships. Those franchises all were set to expire in November of this past year. We started a process over a year ago of working with all of the townships to try to reach resolution of a renewal of a franchise, and actually in August of last year, Holland Township did move forward and put a revocable franchise in place that was later that year voted on by the constituents in the township and made irrevocable. Holland Township was the first to move forward on that, and they did all that prior to the expiration date. It took a little bit more time with Park and Fillmore and Lake Town. We started a process of additional discussions with each of those townships. There was concern about issues of representation, a desire of a stronger voice from the townships present within the governance of the board, and also there were concerns about fairness and equal treatment among each of the townships, that one thing would not be granted to one township and not conveyed to the other others. And so through a process of months of discussion and working out issues, we arrived at some elements to enhance the previous franchise that we had previously had in place by adding one ex officio member from among the four townships. Ex officio means non-voting, but still able to deliberate in all issues of the board and even participate in closed sessions of the board and all deliberations. That person is actually serving on the board now since July 1. Gary Skolton is that ex officio member. So we have that in place at this point. In March of this last, or we also added a provision in the franchise under Section 17, which was called a corresponding benefit or a Me Too provision. Essentially what it did is it ensured that we would not treat one franchise or one township differently than the other in terms of providing some sort of inducement for granting a franchise. So we think that we reached, through good faith discussions with all those townships, a good place at the end of the day. Park and Fillmore also thought that, and unanimously at their boards voted revocable franchises in place. There are provisions in those franchises that would call for them to put that in front of their voters, and I believe they intend to do that by the general election of 2014 in an attempt to make those irrevocable. With Lake Town, we have not been able to reach agreement with the same terms and conditions. And the board will remember that back in June of this year, we informed, and as we have all along through this process since November of last year, we've informed Lake Town Township that we have been, since the franchise expired, we have lost the legal right to continue to serve electric in that township, and that is not a situation that we can let continue. And so in June of this year, the board and the council both passed resolutions that established a date, the date of July 31, as a date at which we would require a franchise be approved, a 30-year franchise be approved from Lake Town, consistent with the franchises that have been put in place in Park and Fillmore, and only different from Holland by the effect of the addition of Section 17, which was a fair and equal treatment provision. Lake Town just on July 29 did meet and took action on a franchise that for a few reasons caused problems with the other franchises. Essentially, what Lake Town did is they have added a Section 17B, which says that if the BPW would ever build generation or transmission facilities or otherwise acquire those facilities in their township, it establishes a payment in lieu of taxes that would immediately be due to the Lake Town Township for those facilities. That's problematic because it's different and unique from the other township franchises. It also is problematic because while there is no transmission currently in Lake Town Township, there are three substations and miles of transmission service that run through Holland Township, and essentially that would be indicating to one township that a pilot is justified, a payment in lieu of taxes is justified for facilities that another township would not be the beneficiary of. And so the other thing that is problematic about that is that generation and transmission facilities really go to support the entire system, including those that receive power in Holland City or any of the four surrounding townships. And so, you know, while this transmission does exist in Holland Township, Lake Town customers actually benefit from the transmission that is in Holland Township. All along, what we want is we want to have uniformity among these franchises. We agree with the fair and equal treatment provision. We know that the township, through its open letter to the constituents of the township, indicated that two things that they would like to see, and if you look at the title of that open letter, it says an equitable franchise. We agree with that. Equitable among all the townships, and fair treatment and equal treatment among how we treat all of our customers. And I think that that's what we proposed. The township has also suggested they were concerned about the decision about the location of the new power plant and wanted to wait until that decision had happened, even though for time and time again we had told the Lake Town Township Board that we have no plans on building electric generation in their township. The decision to build this new gas plant was not going to be located there. Still, we said that we would be making a decision sometime in the summer, and we did that. That decision was not to build in Lake Town Township, and so we had hoped that that issue was resolved. So where we are at this point is instead we have this franchise that includes 17B that has problems associated with it. I would ask city attorney to also review some of the other provisions of the franchise and the resolution that was passed by the Lake Town Board so that they could so that the board and those in the audience can understand some of the other concerns with the action that was taken there.
Well, thank you, Dave. What I'd like to do tonight, the board has in front of it a resolution that has been prepared. The sum and substance of this resolution would be for the BPW board to recommend to the city council to reject the Lake Town Township franchise, which was considered by Lake Town Township at their meeting on July 29. That document is attached to the resolution before the board tonight, and the second part of this resolution would be that the BPW continue its process of terminating distribution service to the 630 customers in Lake Town Township. Now, let me try to explain as succinctly as possible because we have a multi-page resolution before the board this evening, what the effect of adding 17B to the resolution or to the franchise by Lake Town is in our relationship with the three other townships. What 17B says, as summarized by General Manager Coster, is that if generation or transmission facilities would be constructed, built, or acquired in Lake Town Township, a pilot payment, a payment in lieu of taxes, would have to be paid by the city to Lake Town Township based upon the township millage existing at that time during the term of the franchise. Because we had reached agreements with Fillmore and Park that contain what is called a corresponding benefit or Me Too provision, this paragraph would be immediately injected into their franchises because it is an additional financial enhancement negotiating and established in an electric franchise, which was negotiated with those townships. So this isn't just a Lake Town Township issue. It has a domino effect on those two townships in their franchises. The other impact that it has is that, as the general manager has indicated, in August, Holland Township went out and approved a franchise, and its voters approved it, that does not have this Me Too provision in it. So the consequence of adopting the Lake Town franchise would be to essentially freeze out Holland Township, which has three substations in it and miles of KV 138 transmission line in it, because of the need to loop the system to provide additional reliability and integrity to the distribution system that serves the Holland area. So, as the general manager has indicated, what on its face appears to be something that's pretty neutral does have domino effect in two townships and an adverse effect in Holland Township. We have before the board tonight, and I'm not going to go through it line by line, a resolution that summarizes what the past negotiations have been, how we have been fortunate enough to reach consensus with Holland Township, Park Township, Fillmore Township, and why the Lake Town Township franchise should not be considered for adoption. Now, obviously, this is a policy decision by the board. It's a policy decision by the City Council. But the draft resolution would have the board take the following actions. First of all, that it would recommend to the City Council to adopt a resolution consistent with the findings that are in this resolution. Number two, that it would reject the Lake Town Township franchise dated July 29, 2013, that it would have the board communicate its action to Lake Town Township and its individual trustees, and that the staff of the BPW would continue the process of terminating distribution service to customers in Lake Town. Now, I want to mention one other item. Included with the adopted franchise by Lake Town Township was a resolution. The resolution in the preamble section, which is typically devoted toward giving the background for the basis of action by a governmental body, indicates that the township does not object to the BPW continuing to serve the 630 customers it currently serves, but it clearly indicates that it is not granting a franchise other than the franchise that is attached to the resolution. It further indicates that the BPW would not be able to expand its system, and that this is merely a non-objection to the BPW's presence in the township. There's nothing affirmative in the resolution that grants any rights to the BPW. The right to franchise is a constitutional right that units of government have in the state of Michigan. The case law in this area clearly indicates that if a franchise is going to be granted, it has to be done through a legislative act by the township, and that typically is done through the adoption of an ordinance, which has been done in Holland Township, Park Township, and Fillmore Township. So the resolution that has been drafted to the board tonight, again, as indicated, would recommend to the City Council to reject the Lake Town Township franchise and continue the process of terminating distribution service to customers in Lake Town Township. Now, I know that the board has a meeting. Its regular meeting is scheduled for Monday, August 12. We have certainly covered tonight, and you have a very detailed resolution before you. it may be that the board will want to take action this evening or defer action until its meeting on August 12th.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Mr. Miller.
Mr. Chair, I think it is obvious that we must reject the township suggestion in the view of consistency, but I'm also struck by the number of Lake Town Township residents who addressed this meeting and at our joint meeting earlier, and it was their plea that we do anything we can to enable them and Lake Town Township as much time as possible to perhaps come to a resolution that would perhaps give us the ordinance that we require. And so I would move, out of respect to those people, that we delay the vote on this decision until Monday evening. At our regularly scheduled meeting. Not that the outcome is in debate, but to provide them with the additional time they so eloquently asked us for this evening and previously.
And you're putting that in the form of a motion?
So moved.
I would support that motion, Phil.
Thank you.
So there is a motion by Miller and a support by Elzinga. Any further discussion or comments before the vote? Mr. Story.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I do have a couple of questions, and for either the city attorney or the general manager. To your knowledge, has there been any recorded vote of the Lake Town Township government on the model ordinance that Park Township trustees and Fillmore Township trustees and Holland Township trustees voted for their jurisdictions?
Well, I have not been a party to all of their various meetings. I can tell you that the franchise that they developed and that they approved on July 29 is identical to the Park and the Fillmore franchises, with the exception of the addition of 17B. So that is the only additional element in the Lake Town Township franchise, which on its face seems to have a fairly neutral effect, but as I indicated, it trips two other franchises because of the way our relationship has been established with Park and Fillmore, and it essentially freezes out Holland Township because of their large substation and transmission facilities from having any kind of a benefit, and therefore that is one of the foundational basis for the recommendation in the resolution this evening.
Yeah, I think if you look at the history after the discussions and arriving at the terms and conditions that Park and Fillmore adopted, the resolution was presented to Lake Town at that same time. My recollection is they did not act on that until July 29, and it wasn't a rejection of the previous one. It was amending that. But again, neither of us were at the meeting to know the specifics of that, but I understand that was, from the correspondence received, more of an offered amendment to that essentially was passed. I don't know that there was ever a vote on the language that was given to them as it was to Park and Fillmore.
The resolution that we have before us cites a 20% rate differential, lower rates for Holland Board of Public Works customers versus those of the other major utility in the area. Are those reflective of the current rate schedules for both utilities?
Yes, yes, they are. Yeah, we put together communication to customers in Lake Town that showed by consumption level what the rate differential was. That chart that we had presented showed the rates that are in effect both for consumers' energy as of that time and also our rates that were in effect after July 1 of this year, where it was our last rate adjustment was implemented. So they are, that chart and our demonstrations to the customers that we've sent through the mailings to them is representative of currently effective rates.
And finally, Mr. Chairman, one more question. For the benefit of the many who are sharing our meeting, which is an unusually large audience for a Board of Public Works board session. Mr. Koster, is there any rate differential between the rates paid by customers of the Board of Public Works who reside within the city limits of Holland versus those who reside outside those city limits?
No.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, if there are no further questions, all those in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Vote carries unanimously. That's the only item that we have for our agenda this evening.
I move adjournment.
Support.
Miller for motion and Story for a very quick support. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
We are closed.